test 73, section 2, question 20. And here we're looking for an assumption. It says, the advent of chemical fertilizers led farmers to abandon the practice of periodically growing a green manure crop, such as alfalfa, to rejuvenate the soil. So chemical fertilizers made it so that they weren't growing alfalfa to make the soil better. As a result, the soil structure in a typical farm field in the region is poor. So now their soil structure is bad. So, to significantly improve the soil structure, farmers will need to abandon the use of chemical fertilizers. So if they want to help the soil structure, they have to abandon chemical fertilizers. Now, in this case, I sort of went, well, what if they just started growing the green manure there again? Could that improve the soil structure? So I felt like it was jumping to saying that we have to abandon something just because doing that led us to abandon something else, when maybe we could do both of those things, which would be the chemical fertilizer and green manure crop. So, A, most, if not all, farmers in the region who abandon the use of fertilizer will periodically grow alfalfa. The thing there is that that's more of saying if they do abandon it, they will grow alfalfa, but not if they don't abandon it, they won't. Applying chemical fertilizers to green manure crops such as alfalfa has no positive effect on their growth. Well, that would say we really don't need to use both. It doesn't say that you can't do both, so it wouldn't say that you have to abandon the chemical fertilizer. The most important factor influencing soil quality of a farm is soil structure. We don't have to assume anything about what's the most important factor. The chemical fertilizers themselves have a destructive effect on the structure of farm fields. That would definitely strengthen. And so I said maybe, but I don't know that we have to assume they have a destructive effect. Many, if not all, farmers in the region will not grow green crops unless they abandon the use of chemical fertilizers, and that's better. So we don't have to assume that the fertilizers are hurting it, just that they're preventing something that would help. And so therefore, E is going to be our correct answer here.